Romans 3, verse 21 to verse 24. I know I have spoken on the but now, but now I want to give an overview of these few verses, for they tell us what the but now is. Let me read these verses to you. They are glorious words indeed. Bearing in mind what we have seen up to now throughout Romans from chapter 1, verse 18, this dreadful state of mankind, my dreadful condition, ruined, lost in the fall, dead in sins under the wrath of God, hopeless and helpless. The law can't save me, my works can't save me, my righteousnesses can't save me, my doings can't save me. Now we get these words. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. But now, as I've said, that speaks of the glorious change in the history of the world. And it also speaks of the individual change that comes in the life of any man or woman, boy or girl, who looks to Christ and is converted. What is this great but now? Notice it's all from God, my friend. A righteousness from God. This righteousness from God comes, has come down, has been revealed. It's all God's sovereign work. See, in the previous verses, chapters, what we've had. We've had man's works. And what's that done for mankind? It's ruined us. Ruined us. What can we do? Nothing. Where's the hope? God. His action. His will. His purpose. His accomplishments. God. He has planned it, he has purposed it, he has decreed it, he has accomplished it. He has set it up, he applies it, he uses it. It's all from God. Notice how Paul stresses it. It's apart from law. We can't work it. There are no works. What must I do to be saved? You can't do anything. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What must we do to work the works of God? Works of God? This is the work that you believe, says Christ, John 6. Is apart from law. We don't trust our baptism. We don't trust our works. We don't trust our Bible reading. We don't trust our chapel going. We don't trust our preaching, our writing, whatever it is, our sincerity. We have nothing to bring, nothing in my hand I bring. This righteousness from God, apart from law. And it's righteousness. You see, we're ruined. We're dead sinners. We have to be right with God, clear with him, washed from our sins, acquitted of our sins, taken away from our sins, removed from our sins removed from us, and to be at peace with God. This is what Paul is speaking about, the righteousness from God. Where do we find it? It's been made known to us. Where can we find it? In the law and the prophets, they testify of it. The scriptures, in other words, the Old Testament. All the law was given for one main end. What was that? To show Christ, to show this but now to those who would hear it. The prophets, what did they speak of? Many things, but the one thing they all spoke of was Christ coming into the world, the but now. Of course, now Paul is writing scripture here in the Romans. So we can now say, which the law, the prophets, and the New Testament testify. Where will you find this revealed? Will you find it in the Quran? You will not. Will you find it in the writings of the Romans church? Is it where the Roman Catholics? No, you won't. Will you find it in the Watchtower? You won't. You'll find it in Scripture. Oh, well, they use the Scripture. They abuse the Scripture. Where do you find these things? In the Word of God, my friend. Old and New Testament. This is all scriptural. Is your salvation a scriptural salvation? Is it a God-given salvation? Or is it your own works? See, there's 3 points we've had already. This righteousness from God comes. It's a given work. through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified. That's the word there, justified. Right with God, acquitted of our sins and accounted, made, constituted righteous in God's sight. Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, beyond condemnation, free of it. And it comes through the redemption, the release, the deliverance. That's a picture here, it's a Jewish picture, releasing slaves by paying a purchase price. Christ poured his blood out on the cross, giving himself voluntarily to atone for the sins of his people. He was washed, he was shedding his blood that we might be washed in his blood. This is the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. And it's all free to us. It cost the Savior everything. But it's free to us, and it's all by grace, freely by God's grace. The kindness, the mercy, the undeserved, and worse, when we deserve the opposite, is greater than undeserved. It's when we deserved even the wrath of God, as he has said to us. God still said to us, though you're ungodly, though you're under my wrath, yet, loving sinners so much, he freely gave his Son, and Christ bore the sins of his people. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have to come through that confession. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I confess it. And we receive Christ Jesus by believing, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all who believe, all who trust the Savior. Does it mean to assent to the truth? Oh, I know this is true. Well, that's true, but that's not it. No, it is receiving Christ in the heart. It is committing oneself to Christ. It is trusting him, calling upon him. Lord, save me. Oh, my words are inadequate. This must be, these two words, but now, are perhaps the most thrilling words in all the Bible. And this little paragraph here, this little section, that there's nothing to match it, perhaps. Let me just read it again. This can be true for you, my friend, even as I read it. Look to Christ, trust to Christ, trust in Christ, and it's true for you. Give up your tryings and your doings and your workings and your earnings and your meritings and your excuses. Look to Christ. Turn away from your sins and yourself and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need priests and pastors and creeds and the rest of it. You need Christ. Come to Christ. And if you have come, my friend, this is all true of you. You know it like the back of your hand, or at least I hope you do. But may it thrill your heart again. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known. Has been made known to you, my friend. To which the law and the prophets testify. The scriptures are speaking of it. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Christ Jesus. Do you trust Christ? Trust him now, my friend. To all who believe, there's no exception. You don't have to tell me what you've done or where you've been. I don't care how bright or unbright you are. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Trust Christ now. Look to him now, and he will save you. There is no difference. Jew, Gentile, pagan, religious, whatever it might be. For all have sinned. I've sinned. You've sinned. Will you acknowledge it? And fall short of the glory of God. We're in that ruined state, and yet, there is no difference. We are all, if we will trust Christ, justified freely, made right with God freely by his grace through the redemption, the release work, the blood of Christ, the life of Christ offered up in sacrifice that came by Christ Jesus. Will you trust Christ then? Will you rejoice in the free grace of God? Will you go on your way saying, but now there is for me this glorious salvation. I have seen it. I have trusted the Savior. I've heard it. I've read it in Scripture. I've heard it through this discourse. I will look to Christ. I look to him now. And I know he receives me. And God will receive me. And he will acquit me of all my sins. He will wash me of all my sins. He will clothe me in the righteousness of Christ. All this is mine now. But now has come to me. For Christ has come to me. And I have trusted Christ. But now. The redemption that came by Christ Jesus. May it come to you, my friend. And may you receive Christ. Don't refuse him. Don't brush him aside. Don't turn him aside. Open your heart to him now. Lord, come and save me. And he will.